Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey! The song's making a comeback. I'm calling it. Telling you, I've been hearing it more and more, played more and more on the radio. I don't know what it is.
Easy lover, she'll take a hold on you, believe it. Hey, like no other, before you know it, you'll be on your knees.
Get on your knees, boy.
She's an easy lover, she'll take your heart, but you won't feel it. Like no other, and I'm just trying to make you see. She's some kind of thrill you dream of, oh, dream of keeping hold of. Hey, you better forget it. Ooh, you'll never get it. Yeah,
she will play. Look at us having loaded lines on baseball, huh? Who thought? I thought it was dead. Baseball is dead.
Thought nobody cared about the
nobody
Red Sox.
Cares.
When?
They didn't preface you with the asterisk.
617-779-0985. Mark is in Tingsboro today. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up, Zoe and Beetle? Good to talk to you.
What's up, Mark?
Here's my question. I had a buddy of mine who thought he was a lot brighter than me, and he probably was, but he felt that the home run derby was very tiring for the baseball players. Now, my take was, if you're a professional baseball player, you ought to be able to swing the bat hard, you know, the 20 or 30 times without, you know, it taking a toll on you. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, emotionally, think about it. Okay, yeah, they're professional athletes. They get it. This is their sport. But then you put them on a different pedestal and stage. Go out there, put your hat on backwards or whatever. You got your guy that pitches to you. You know, and you're swinging out of your shoes trying to launch everyone. There's adrenaline pumping. How could you not get jacked for it? Everybody in the freaking world that likes baseball is watching
it's
me.
It's the middle of
right
July.
Now. And I'm trying to see. You probably had like 10 beers last night at the intro party or whatever the hell it was. And now all of a sudden you're swinging out of your shoes and you might pull something. And everything about that sport, we've been talking about 10 years for trying to get Jackie Bradley's swing right? He's 30 now. They're still waiting on it. Well, he's coming around. Imagine if it just throws somebody off. How many times have you seen guys get thrown off by it? Look at Judge, right? Judge had a horrible month after it when he was in it. I don't blame these guys for not wanting to do it. Because, God, if you're in the middle of a pennant race here, and you know, say your teams are on pace with all these stars from Houston, New York, Boston, I wouldn't want to do it.
Todd Frazier last year hit, I think, 39 home runs in his win.
Yeah.
39 home runs.
A lot.
And took way more swings than that. I totally buy. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's exhausting.
That is exhausting. That's not easy to do. That's probably why some of them don't love doing it. And it's also the middle of July. And regardless of where it's held, it's usually hot, humid, and you're out there trying to crush it. And as Zoe said, swinging from your shoes, trying to put it out of the park. So I don't think your friend is wrong. I think your friend's on the money. Joe's in San Diego. Hey, Joe. Joe hung up on us. Troy is in Dorchester, much closer to home. Hi, Troy.
How you guys doing today?
Hi.
So could you imagine All-Star Weekend without a three-point contest and a slam dunk contest? I think getting rid of the home run derby is ridiculous. You need something exciting because the game's not. I was going to say about the Red Sox. Is it possible? I don't think they're all that great this season. I think the difference is they're hitting a lot more home runs, but we still don't have much pitching. We got Porcello and Sale. We don't have, you know, it's going to sound crazy, we don't have a ton of bats. We got the big bats that are hitting, but we don't got a ton of bats. the defense is subpar. You know, it's not a ton of difference from the previous season, other than we're hitting a lot more home runs. I mean, we're still doing stupid base running mistakes. It's not a great team. It's just we're doing better than the terrible American League East. That's all. That's what I think.
Okay, Troy. The first part, taking it out of the weekend, taking it out of the week, I should say, midweek, home run derby. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take that out of the equation.
You want a stat against the guys getting tired and getting worn down after home run derby?
Sure, sure.
Giancarlo Stanton, 43 games after the home run derby last year. In the first 43 games after the All-Star break, hit 25 home runs, hit 331.
What does that have to do with being tired when you do the derby?
It's messing up your swing and Judge going into a slump and all that.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about.
It's the answer. It's the argument against that. That's what Zoe said. Remember Judge went into a slump and all that?
Oh, yeah, but I'm when the caller was bringing it up, I thought that guys don't want to do it just because it's exhausting to do it, not because it impacts. You know, I know that other players have
like
said
the Bobby Abreu
effect,
swing. Right?
It's
the
unnatural.
Bobby Abreu thing that happened. Like, Bobby Abreu was the biggest poster boy for that. Didn't he hit, like, 30 home runs in that?
There are guys that develop bad habits because they get ready for the derby. I believe that.
There's little things, there's little idiosyncrasies within a swing, within a kick. When we sit here, people call Rip Gostkowski for doing the pooch kicks, those high-angle ones that drop on the goal line, say that's the reason he's missing extra points.
Do you know who I think is less susceptible to this than any other player is the ones that are really good. The ones that are really good, I think, are the guys who are less susceptible to having it mess up their swing and put them in
steroids.
Slump.
Find the guys on steroids and let them go swing.
JD Martinez's iPad is going to work just the same after the home run derby as it did before, right?
See, I don't know. I don't know because he is a guy that's very like mechanical, right, about his swing, and is very focused on the mechanics of it. So I don't know that the home run derby would be good for a guy like him.
This home run derby thing is heading towards the Pro Bowl. You know, like, you're getting advised probably by 90% of the people you talk to not do it. Because, you know what, you're in a good space right now. You're in a good place right now. You're healthy. You're swinging well. Don't do it. This could screw you up. It's like, don't play in a Pro Bowl. You're going to get hurt. So tap out. Make up an injury.
But that big meathead who was from the Marlins that did the home run derby last year, I'd pay to watch him go see it. I'll watch him if he's in it against
Justin Bour?
Week. Yeah.
Yeah,
not name value, but gigantic guy hitting bombs. Yeah,
yeah, I think that always has value. You're a major league player; you can hit bombs. I don't even care how many you have right now. That's part of it too, Jim. There are players, you know, Ichiro, these teammates of Ichiro over the years, and anyone who I guess has seen Ichiro take BP says the guy crushes home runs and home run in BP every day. Hits the ball a mile out of the ballpark. That's not who he is in game. That's not who he was in his career. He hit some home runs, but he was not a power hitter.
Maybe they need to get like these celebrity softball guys and go against some major leaguers and see what the outcome would be.
No, let's not get silly. Let's just try and find guys who are good at hitting home runs out of the park in batting practice. And a guy, maybe there's a current player like Ichiro who doesn't have a lot of home runs on the year, but the guys who are you know, with him every day and watch him take BP say, this guy crushes it in BP. He'd be perfect for the derby. Maybe we should be more open to those players being in it. That you look at and say, why is this guy in the derby? And then all of a sudden he's in there and he's blowing it up.
It's a good point, Tom. So they were trying to get Bumgarner to do it a couple years ago. Madison Bumgarner, remember?
Right. Because they say that in BP he's great. Because, let's be honest, BP is not, I guess it can, you know, help you put the bat on the ball. Help you see the ball, but it's not simulating a game situation. It's not what it is.
Have the pitcher's contest, then have the hitter's contest.
Put John Lester in
Cologne
into the derby. Something. 617-779-0985. If you have thoughts on the derby and Mookie Betts' terrible idea, or Dustin Pedroia going home to Arizona because he's basically done. We've got all that on the table. We also want to get to Marcus Smart because I just can't believe what has happened in terms of the coverage with Marcus Smart and a story that seems to have something new every single day. This isn't a superstar that's hitting restricted free agency.
I thought this too.
It's Marcus Smart.
Yeah, you talked about him being out at Vegas for the summer league games and that. And like, what NBA free agents really do that to go out there to, you know, I'm getting no interest. I need to get out there and talk to all these different teams. It's almost like, you know, they have these scouting combines for guys that didn't get drafted. You know, here's the guys, here's the group that didn't get drafted. We're going to have an additional combine for these kids to get one more workout just in case you miss something.
I have a suggestion.
You're trying to sell us on something. What are you doing? Pimping yourself out.
I have an observation that Marcus Smart should have known for himself, but he didn't. His agent sucks. Why don't we get to that? The agent for Marcus Smart, what a clown this guy is. We'll get to it next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah.
The fancy cars, the women and the caviar. You know who we are, because we're pimping all over the world. The fancy cars, the women and the caviar. You know who we are.
Is the Marcus Smart story getting old to you yet?
No. It's kind of entertaining. I love when guys miss the market.
After we were off yesterday, Jordan Schultz, who had been, I think, referenced. He was referenced in that tweet. Oh, no, this is a different one. Jordan Schultz had this report. League source, the Kings have no interest in Celtics restricted free agent Marcus Smart. We had had one report that they were not in on him. Sacramento Bee had that earlier in the day. And then Jordan Schultz followed up. He's from Yahoo Sports, saying they have no interest in Marcus Smart. And then there was a tweet yesterday from Michael Scotto, who writes for The Athletic. He has a picture with this caption: what appears to be Boston Celtics restricted free agent Marcus Smart and his agent having a conversation with Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks at the Thomas and Mack Center Monday night. So last night, or going back a couple of nights, that would have been 2 days ago, Monday night, Marcus Smart was there having a conversation with the Nets GM Sean Marks. Now, I will say this photo, it does not look like Marcus Smart in the photo, but it is the same clothes he was wearing in a different photo that if you go back and look.
Mm-hmm.
So that came up yesterday, which means he had a meeting with the Nets. What does that mean? I have no idea. I have no idea. But there's now more reports about what Marcus Smart would consider. So, and we'll get to the report from the Globe.
Oh, what Marcus will consider now?
Yeah.
I thought he put it out to Jack McMullen. He's worth like 15, 16
Well,
million.
According to this, this is the Globe report from Adam Himmelsbach. Free agent guard Marcus Smart met with two NBA teams on Monday in Vegas and was scheduled to meet with two more on Tuesday, according to a league source. That group includes teams from both conferences, the source said. There have been conflicting reports about how much Smart and his camp are hoping to get on the open market, but a source familiar with negotiations said the guard is open to signing a multi-year deal for less than $15 million per season. Oh, what a champ. What a good guy he is. What the hell is that? Less than $15 million a season. So that's like you and I saying we're willing to work for less than $5 million a year. Like, oh, no kidding, you are.
That's nice of us, though. It is.
Like, what does that mean?
We do have a good show.
No one's giving you $15 million a year. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
And then Mark Murphy had this. Smart, according to a source, would consider the four-year extension offer the Celtics made last October. That was for four and more than 44. It was at least 11 a year.
Oh,
which was worth more annually than the three-year, $33 million deal that Dante Exum just got.
Is this no
more? So you want to bitch about Exum? Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Marcus, you had that offer on the table last fall.
Is this no more?
And you said no.
Is this no more?
I saw Christian Arkan tweet that, and I thought it's a great comparison. Nomar turning down
he did?
Four.
I didn't see that.
4-60 from the Red Sox, never to be seen again.
4-60.
Never to be seen again. Okay, you know who his agent is? And by the way, I hate doing this because this is something the teams typically do. They say, oh, the agent sucks. The agent got in the way. They do that all the time.
No.
The agent. And we always typically say, oh, bull crap.
Yeah, because the agent works for you.
Stop.
The player.
Yeah. Right. In this case, he's got a bad agent. Because he clearly didn't communicate to him how this was all going to go down or what his market was going to be. Because it sounds like he's desperate and he's panicking.
He's
and
freaking out is what he's
what
doing.
Is he, there's something new every day because it's coming from them.
And it's like, what, did the agent advise him? Hey, get on a plane. Let's get to Vegas. Let's get out in front of teams. Let's talk to people. Let's try and drum something up.
Do you know
because
what
I got no calls right now.
His agent's name is Happy Walters.
He's happy. Is he related to Happy Gilmore?
And I'm just going to tell you that...
Happy. Who names a kid Happy?
I'm going to tell you that Nerlens Noel is a former client of his. Last offseason, Nerlens Noel was offered a four-year, $70 million contract by Mark Cuban and the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. 4 at $70 million.
It's a lot of cash. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Do you know what happened?
He said no.
No, do you know what happened for last season?
What happened?
He ended up taking the qualifying offer instead. Mm-hmm. $4.1 million last season. $4.1 million. Are we already hearing that Marcus Smart might take that qualifying offer at $6.1 million?
$6.1 if I'm Danny, right? Offer $5, we're
hearing that he might do the Nerlens Noel type of thing, which is, no, I'm worth more than that.
Celtics have played this perfectly.
I'm worth a lot more than that, and I'm going to get it.
I mean, I understand it, too. I mean, he's a unique player. He's got to go to a good, stable team to where his type of game can help that type of team. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it works here in Boston. If I'm his agent, why don't you pick up the phone? Why don't you call Philly? Why don't you get Philly in the mix? Some other teams, too. Like, Indiana, get teams that are good, that have a good base, that like to play defense, that are well-coached. Like, there's not a ton of those. Maybe a handful. Like, he would fit perfectly in Philly, wouldn't he? The type of guys they have. High-end talent, you know, front three. Put this guy in there, mix it up. Need a little edge guy like that.
I just want to do a little math here for you. So Nerlens Noel turned down the 4 at $70 million because, mm-hmm, I'm guessing with some help of his agent. Now, again, he's not his agent anymore. So maybe he got bad advice and has figured it out.
Yeah.
He took his qualifying offer at $4.1 million last year. He just signed with Oklahoma City this offseason. Do you know how much his minimum level deal will pay him over the next 2 years?
What's that?
$3.5 million over the next 2 years.
Terrible. Wow, Cuban was going to give him that. Now, Happy has responded, though, right, Jim?
Let's do 3.5, okay, plus 4.1 equals $7.6 million over 3 seasons, right? So if you take the 70 he was offered and you subtract the money, that leaves him only $62.4 million short. All he needs to do in year 4, which will be 2 more seasons from now, is make $62.4 million in one season, and he will get back to that $70 million that Mark Cuban offered him last year. Do you understand this guy just lost at least, at a minimum? Let's say Nerlens Noel all of a sudden turns it around and lights the world on fire and gets a big contract. Like, he's lost at least $50-plus million based on the advice of Happy Walters. Happy. And now you've got Marcus Smart going down that same path with this guy. This does not feel like it has been handled well. It doesn't feel like the athlete himself is handling the situation very well. He comes off as someone who is totally panicking. Panicked. And I'd be panicked too. So he's willing to, this is funny, he's willing to take less than $15 million a year. And I'd like to say, me too, I'm willing to take less than $15 million a year. Then you've got, he's willing to consider the 4 at $44 million. That's not on the table anymore, Marcus.
Well, so you know he's willing to consider the $11 million, right?
Why?
So that's it. He's going to get 6, and he's willing to consider 11?
Yeah. Two.
Here's your deal, right in the middle.
2 at $22 million. That's what I've been saying all along. My number has been 2 at $22 million to 2 at $24 million. Either $11 or $12 million a year for 2 seasons.
Oh.
And you know what? The Celtics don't even have to offer him that.
They
now.
Don't.
They but, don't.
Danny, just sit there and do the 6-1. See what happens at the end of next year.
I'd offer him 2 at $20 million.
I was going to say 2 for $18 million.
Yes,
in the first year,
exactly.
And 12 in the second. Whatever
he's,
you want to do.
Yeah. He's going in reverse. This is going in reverse.
He's freaking out is what he's doing. He's freaking out.
Oh, you'll consider that offer? Well, guess what? We're not offering you that anymore. The market isn't giving you
he's
that.
He's like begging with
the
his
market's
agent.
Not offering
They're
you that.
They're out there begging in public. Hey, look what we're doing. We're meeting with teams. Look, everybody.
Like four days from now, he's going to go to his agent and be like, nobody still haven't talked? Nobody said anything to you? All right, what about Jay Crowder's deal? Was it $7 million a year? Well, tell him we'll consider that.
They keep going in reverse. Yesterday, he was willing to take less than 15. Now he's willing to consider 11. He's negotiating himself down.
Without Ainge saying a word.
Without the Celtics doing a damn thing. They're just sitting there like, yeah, well, we're here. You've got your qualifying offer. I don't know what else you need from us. Let us know if we can do anything for you. Thanks a lot. That's a problem, man. It's time to take a look at your agent and say, what am I doing with this guy? Meanwhile, Washington Post, Isaiah Thomas having a hard time finding a team.
Jesus.
Where will Isaiah land? A year ago, Thomas was talking about the Celtics having to back up the Brinks truck to sign him. Brinks truck. Now Thomas is just hoping to find a job in the NBA. The Orlando Magic seem like a fit, but that appears off the radar now that the team traded for Jerry and Grant. The Suns need a point guard, but Thomas has already worn out his welcome there. Can't go back to Phoenix. The Hornets were in need of a backup for Kemba Walker, but they then signed Tony Parker, so they don't need him anymore. He says the Pelicans might be willing to take a flyer, perhaps the Nuggets or Grizzlies, teams with potential needs at backup point. If not, there's a possibility Thomas will begin the season without a home. There is a possibility that Isaiah Thomas does not have a team when the season begins this fall.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I was on Team Isaiah. Sign him.
Sign 1 year ago today, back you could up. Have said, you know what? They're going to pay Marcus Smart and Isaiah Thomas somewhere between $35 and $40 million combined for this season upcoming.
Yeah.
And everyone would have been okay with it.
Sure would have. I was on that. I was on that. I was on Team Isaiah. That when he hung 53, or was that 53 that night? Yeah. Came in the next day. I said, sign him.
What was the date of our golf tournament last year? I remember the golf tournament day that I was doing the show up at Atkinson. I was railing on the Brinks truck comments, and this guy, he thinks he's worth more than he's actually worth, and he'd be better to settle for a little less and stay in Boston because they'll
would have been the 10th,
they'll
right?
make him the star, they'll make him the guy, and he'll have a place.
Monday, July 10th, I believe.
Okay, so that was almost exactly a year ago. Everyone was, now the guy's out of the league right now. He needs a job. Doesn't even have a job.
That's right, Tony Parker's even moved on. Jesus.
Maybe if the Celtics trade Kyrie, they can bring him back.
Six man.
Look at so come perk up. Huh? What? Huh?
He had a couple shots for you.
617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up. Headlines here with Hardy. And when we come back, the ridiculousness of the NBA continues. Just wild stuff that goes on in this league, including LeBron making an NBA legend in Magic sit in his driveway and wait to come into his house. We'll get to that story next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
8 wins in a row for the Red Sox. They'll try and make it 9 tonight as they wrap up the 3-game set against the Rangers at Fenway Park. Andrew Benintendi, feeling like things are starting to come together.
Feeling pretty good. I'm still trying to figure some things out, just to try to fix some little things with my swing, but still feeling pretty comfortable right now and just trying to help the team win.
Tonight, Chris Sale goes to the mound. He's 9-4 on the air opposite Bartolo Colon, who's got a 5-6 record. At Wimbledon, men's quarterfinal matches, Novak Djokovic defeats Kai Nishikori in 4 sets. Roger Federer took the first 2 sets from Kevin Anderson. Anderson took the next 2. Federer currently leads the 5th set, 4-3. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters, where the food is hot, the beer is cold, and the game is on. Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stop being an ass, Jim. Jim's playing his stuff because Jim's gone on vacation.
Is this Jim's summer playlist?
No.
Did you
know the name of the song?
No. Uh-oh, it's Magic?
Yep.
Oh.
For Magic? Who waited 1 hour. Listen to this. Magic Johnson arrived an hour early for his meeting with LeBron James on June 30th. at a scheduled meeting. He waited in his car outside James's California home until the moment arrived. He didn't need to hear that. He already knew the team maybe better than I did. Blah, blah, blah. His conversation with James began at 9.01 p.m. Pacific time when free agency began. It was mostly two guys talking about basketball. So this is the first part of the story. Johnson waits in the car because he got there an hour early. Is he just saying this because he wanted to make sure he didn't break any tampering rules? Or did LeBron James really make the man sit in his car outside?
It was a Sunday, so L.A. traffic's not an excuse.
Like, was he really forced to sit outside in his car for an hour? Did he Did he even sit in the car for an hour?
I don't believe it. I think it's just good for the story.
Maybe he was using the magic eight ball before I got in there.
Yeah, getting in there. I'm going to shake up the magic eight ball. Play a little more man. Play a little more zone. Play some man.
And maybe it was just a matter of following the rules, but would it really be violating the rules if you said, come on in. We're not going to talk. We'll wait until it's the appropriate time. Mm. But make yourself comfortable. You know, the butler here will get you a drink. You need something? Need something to eat? Need a refreshment? You know? Something! They'll leave the man in your driveway for an hour? What are you doing?
It's the butler. Windhorst?
Yeah. Magic, this is Brian. You may know Brian from ESPN.
Break him out of the trunk. He's got red ball in his mouth.
If you need...
We shaved his eyebrows.
They bring him out like the Gimp.
He doesn't have eyebrows anymore, does he?
Bring out the Gimp.
Yeah, look at his eyebrows. We shaved them bad boys off.
Bring out Brian. Brian, get this man whatever he needs.
I am Brian Windhorse.
So, like, he really made him sit in the driveway? You couldn't...
Maybe 10 minutes.
I'd get in the house. Come on, what are you doing? Get out of my driveway. I'd be annoyed with that. Get out of your car. Get out of the car. Get in the house.
Does he have a gate?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you have a gate, right? Ding dong.
Claiming it started at 9:01, this league. But here's the part that Jim Louth really just loves. Magic says we had a great time going back and forth, right? Him and LeBron. And later in the story, this was all recapped, by the way, by, I think it was really Ramona Shelburne that got all these details. The story is not signed on the website, right? Is it? But here's what it says. Lakers GM Rob Pelinka said he received a text from James's agent, Rich Paul, around 4:30 p.m. the following day. The text just said, here's the quote. The text just said, congrats, and it had balloons. So on the iPhone, when you put the congrats, it gives you the option to send it with the balloons effect.
What would you do? Would you reply to what?
For what?
No, he knew.
Oh, he did?
He knew. He sent him congrats and balloons. It was one of those moments in life you'll never, ever forget. Everything went in slow motion. Jim, could you take that sound effect and put it in slow motion? Just slow it down for us? Because that moment for him with the balloons going up his Facebook, up his iPhone screen was just life-altering. Congrats with the balloons. Like you just, graduated high school. Congrats.
That's a boy.
Yeah, it's a boy.
It's purple. It's purple and yellow.
Congrats. this league.
Yeah.
Just some of the nonsense that goes on in this
Magic
league.
Johnson. What would Larry Bird have done? Would Larry Bird sat there for an hour? If this is true.
Well, no. See, this is sort of my point. This is not some guy who's just another GM, some schmuck exec in the NBA. This is Magic Johnson.
Yeah, the guy that's got the fake Twitter account, right? The burner account.
This is one of the best players in NBA history, and you're letting him sit out in your driveway for an hour?
Yeah, if you respect the game. Like, man, it's
what
Magic.
What are you doing?
Come in and
pick hey, listen, I know we can't talk yet, but take a seat. Okay, can Brian get you anything? there it is. Slow it down.
Can you rub your feet?
You can really draw that out. Like,
if you were going to be
with
funny.
Balloons.
Remember when Magic, what movie
Sent
was that?
With balloons.
What movie was that Magic was in where he was like King Tut and he was dressed up like, I don't know, something from over in Egypt? What movie was that, Jim? Magic was in a movie.
No idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
If I was LeBron, I would have put the same outfit on, like Cleopatra, and just answered the door like that. I'm telling you, Magic was in a movie. He's dressed up like an Egyptian. Maybe I'm crazy. I remember crazy stuff like that. Long time ago. Wasn't it Coming to America, was it?
Huh. Hmm. Was it a Michael Jackson video?
Yes. Black and white?
Remember the Time?
Remember the Time.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is this it?
That's it.
Yeah. There you go. The things that are in the recesses of Scott Zolak's brain. That's impressive.
Yep.
He's in there somewhere.
I remember Magic was so yoked
up. Is.
Look how cut up he was.
He's not the king. Oh, there he is. Yeah. Zo nailed it.
Nailed it. See how cut up he is.
617-779-0985. Luke is in the car. Luke, what do you got?
Sorry. Mark, I know you're a big Francona fan, so... I just had a question. After what happened last night, are you still on board with him as being a really good manager, both in games and out of games?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Seriously? Because he has to have his little clever nicknames for everybody, and so he doesn't have enough foresight to say, oh, yeah, send me Perez, or send me Otero. He's like, no, send me OP, send me OT, and he just brings that on himself. Like...
He screwed up. He had a horrible night. He had a bad screw-up last night.
But he's had a lot of screw-ups. What has he done? He won World Series with two teams that a blind, deaf, mute second grader or Zolak could have won World Series with. Like, he won with great teams, and then everyone thought he was working wonders with the Indians, and what happened? He blows a 3-1 lead in the World Series. He blows a 2-0 lead to the Yankees. And, like, you know, what has he done other than win World Series with amazing teams? Like, he's just not as good as a lot of people think he is.
Has Terry Francona failed to reach expectations in Cleveland?
I think so. Look at the team he has.
Wrong.
When they made the World Series,
10 games above 500 in first place right now.
They weren't expected to be in the World Series.
Everyone thought.
And they weren't. I'm going to cut you off because you hate Francona. And they weren't expected to beat the Yankees when they ended up losing to them.
Right.
He has not failed to meet expectations. His strength is not in game either. I've never made that claim. His strength is managing a clubhouse. And that has a limit. Everybody has a limit, time-wise. His time was up here.
Sure.
But no, I'm not going to say he had... Yeah, did you see this last night?
Huh.
OT versus OP?
What do you mean, OT?
Okay, well, he's got a couple of relievers in his bullpen, right? Dan Otero, who's OT... Right? For Otero. OT.
Okay, so nickname. We're playing nickname.
And then Oliver Perez, who's OP.
Okay. At least he's not OPP.
Carl Willis thought he had said OT. And so he had Otero warming when he actually wanted OP warming in Perez. And then when he called for the pitching change and he sees OT coming out, he's like, what the hell's going on? And Perez had not warmed up and wasn't ready to pitch. So it was an OT. It was like, it reminded me of like Jeff Suppan in the 2004 World Series. I thought he was saying go, 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 but he was saying no, 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 like rounding third base. One of those deals. Yeah, bad miscommunication, and he screwed up. Yeah, no, he did. He had a bad screw-up last night. So that means what? His career sucks and he's a bad manager now? No, not doing that. Nope. No thanks. Not going to do it. 617-779-0985. NBA stuff. Congrats with balloons. That went in slow motion. Marcus Smart and his contract. He's willing to take
that?
The four at 44. He took the sound effect and slowed it down in slow motion. I'll get back to your calls coming up next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coming up this Saturday, Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive is happening at the Best Western in Woburn. Donate from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. The first 80 donors will receive a coupon for a free appetizer from Waxy O'Connor's. Walk-ins are welcome or schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. Again, it's happening this Saturday at the Best Western in Woburn. And the American Red Cross has issued an urgent call for blood this week because of an emergency shortage.
Sharks.
Especially type O. Type O, very important right now, but they are looking for all eligible donors of all blood types right now to help donate blood and save lives. This Saturday, Best Western, Woburn, 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. It is the 98.5 The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday, 10 to 3:30, Best Western, Woburn. 617-779-0985. Ben in New Hampshire has an idea for Isaiah Thomas. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, so I'm going back to what Isaiah Thomas, what you were talking about, Isaiah Thomas. I think a good team he was fitting well was the 76ers. He's a great pick-and-roll scorer. You can see him, Embiid, setting the pick for him, paving the way for Isaiah Thomas to go in for a layup or to kick it out for Redick for a three. And, you know, 76ers are a great team on defense. It would overshadow Thomas's weakness on that end of the floor.
Hmm. Yeah, the problem
they lost
now
Redick
is,
too, right?
The problem now is, do they want him?
Did they lose Redick?
No, I think they still got Redick.
Huh. The other guy, who's the other guard? They lost one of them, I thought.
No, they just did a deal with Redick.
Okay.
Over the weekend.
Tell me he's making 28 again. Oh, my
no,
God.
Yeah, and he's even come off the bench. If you still want to play Ben Simmons at point guard, Isaiah Thomas is better than T.J. McConnell, right? I mean, I'd easily pick Thomas over McConnell.
All right, again, it just means they need to be interested, and I don't know that they are. What do you do if you're him?
I have no clue.
Like, what do you do?
I really,
what do you do
if
no one comes calling? What do you have to do? Start the year without a team? Do you go to Europe? What do?
No, you don't go to Europe.
You have to come up with something.
You got to pray for an injury. Not for yourself, but obviously, you know, it's a tough spot, man, because, you know, you're undersized. He's already got that chip on his shoulder. Now he's got the chip of being injured. I mean, it seems like, you know, he works hard, he plays hard, that whatever you get from him, you're going to get good quality. I don't know if he's healthy. That's the thing. How healthy is he? How damaged is that hip?
I don't know.
See,
I really don't
problem.
Know.
And people don't want to take flyers on it. You've got to do what like Boogie Cousins is doing. You got to back yourself down, say, I'll play for basically nothing and prove myself, and then try and get back into it next year. That's what you do. That's
the problem is that
do.
Doesn't work in the NBA.
That doesn't work in the NBA. That works in the NBA if you're a 6'8", 6'10", dribbling freak. You know, and you can play all positions.
But Jeff Green just signed a minimum deal with the Wizards, coming off of a pretty good playoffs with the Cavs.
Correct. Like, his size hurts him. I know he plays bigger. I know he could shoot, but I don't know. What team's going to take a chance on him?
Could you see the Celtics having any interest at all in him?
No. I think it's been there, done that. Yeah, especially the way he's handled himself with the videos and that. And
how I feel.
I don't know.
Unless they're trading Kyrie or Rozier, that's the only way. As a backup to come back?
Yeah.
Because he could provide scoring off the bench, but you had that with Rozier already. So
let's go to Jim, who's in Peabody. Hey, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
Hey. Jimmy.
Between all those free agents the Pats have between Solda, Lewis, Amendola, and Cooks, can they re-sign a couple of those guys? I don't see why we have to lose all four.
Where's he been? He hasn't called in a long time.
Do we nail it? Do
it's
we really?
Surprising need... he got through on a day like today.
Ben do we?
Ben missed. Take a guess. I want you to close your eyes.
Yeah.
And guess which intern's here.
Oh, I know who's there.
Yeah.
I mean,
the one called yesterday.
He's still trying to defend his take about. I don't know.
I walked in a smile. I go,
Kyrie,
don't you ever? Don't you
sorry,
ever?
LeBron.
I go, don't you ever call the show again? You're not Matt in the afternoon, okay?
He also said that the only reason Kyrie left Cleveland is because LeBron wouldn't commit to Cleveland. So he'd be committed to Cleveland if LeBron were committed to Cleveland, which is the total opposite of everything that has been reported about Kyrie's feelings about LeBron.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what can these guys win or what?
I mean that would mean that's the complete opposite.
Erase that from our
system.
That
would mean
please.
that Kyrie really likes LeBron, and as long as he was committed to Cleveland, Kyrie would have been committed to Cleveland.
Oh,
the polar opposite. So I asked him about that podcast in Cleveland with all the beat writers.
Yeah.
He said he's skeptical of that. He said he's having a hard time believing that that's true, that he would have asked for the trade after after the championship.
You mean the podcast?
Or that he never wanted LeBron to go to Cleveland.
So you're saying that...
It doesn't fit his wacky story and opinion that he's telling, so you just got to dismiss it.
So you're saying that our intern, who has no knowledge of sports whatsoever...
He's trying to get in here and talk. We're not going to let him do it.
Our intern, who has no interest or desire to do anything sports-related, disagrees with a podcast that was put out in Cleveland by actual beat writers.
What do you mean sports-related?
He's not a sports fan. Hey, look at him. What are you smiling at? What are you nodding at? Don't look at him now. That's just, it distracts me.
Hardy's,
you know what?
Hardy's going to fire
me off.
No. Just.
Who's the worst intern? The one that drew pictures of you?
The Felger and Maz intern, the tall kid with the cap.
What smells like cigarettes?
No, the other one.
Oh, the golfing looking one.
Yes. Saw him this morning at the Mass Amateur. They're over at George Wright. Matt Parziali was teeing off. The Brockton firefighter went to the Masters and the U.S. Open. You know he's there? Just checking it out.
Checking it out.
That's a sports fan.
Yeah.
Where were you this morning? Intern.
Look at cars.
What's his name? Austin?
I don't even know.
Aaron? What's his
name?
Colin?
Chuck.
Where were you this morning?
Steve.
Sleeping. Eating breakfast. Driving.
Waxing
driving
his forehead. I'm going to work. This isn't work, kid.
Can you guys win or what?
We should we have
him? Do you realize how bad you sounded on
air? Should we have him explain what he... Give him a redo?
Only if he goes outside and calls again, so I can hang up on him.
Go down.
A Tosh.0 web redemption, but it'll be a Zoe and Beetle redemption.
Yes.
Call in again to ask your final question again. Because you asking...
Of course, he's picking up a phone in there you can't dial out of, which is funny.
Can you guys win? Is that really what you wanted to ask, or was there a different... He wants to redo it. All right.
You're going to redo the question at
Have him redo it.
Remake your point. Can you make your point again? The point you made in that call, not the Kyrie LeBron garbage that is a terrible point. Your other point. Can you make a better argument for how somehow there's a parallel to be drawn between LeBron and Kevin Durant? He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know what the hell he talked about yesterday. He's like, what?
Maybe he's not ready to be redeemed.
No, I don't know. I don't know what.
Stuttering perk.
That's why I don't even think he deserves a second shot. I don't think I don't think he's going to get it. He's praying for it. We'll think about it. We'll consider it. Noontime hours here, 90 seconds, no commercials. Back to the Red Sox after this.